A Lazy Afternoon.
Gosh, it's hot. What are we all going to do this afternoon?
Nothing. I feel as if I'm melting. It's even too hot to go swimming.
Let's have a lazy afternoon for once. If anyone suggests a walk or a bike ride in this heat, I shall scream.
Timmy suggesting a walk, George. Go on, scream.
Too hot even for that. Let's find a cool, shady place. Take our books, and either read or snooze till tea time. I should enjoy a lazy afternoon for once.
Timmy was mournful. He didn't agree at all.
Come on, then. We'll go to that little copse we know, under those leafy trees, near that tiny stream that ripples along and makes a nice, cool noise.
Well, I think I can just about walk there.
They all set off, strolling along, unable to keep up with the lively, energetic Timmy.
It makes me hot even to look at Timmy. Hot to hear him, too, panting like a steam engine. Put your tongue in, Timmy. I can't bear to look at it.
Timmy ran ahead, glad that they were off for what appeared to be a walk. He was very disappointed when the others flopped down under some big leafy trees near a small brook. He stood looking at them in disgust.
Sorry, Tim. No walkie walk. Come and sit down with us. For goodness sake, don't go rabbiting in this weather.
It would be a waste of your time, Timmy. All sensible bunnies are having an afternoon snooze, down at the bottom of their holes, waiting for the cool evening to come.
Timmy watched the four arrange themselves comfortably under a canopy made by young saplings and bushes. Branches from big trees nearby overhung them, and by the time the four had wriggled themselves well into the little thicket, not a single sunbeam could reach them. In fact, it was difficult to see them, so well hidden were they in the green shade.
This is better. I think it's about the coolest spot we could find anywhere. Doesn't that little stream sound nice too, gurgling away over the stones? I think I'm going to sleep. And if you dare flop yourself down on my middle, Timmy, I shall send you home.
Timmy stood and looked at the well-hidden four. His tail drooped. What was the point of coming to a wood to lie down and do nothing? Well, he was going rabbiting. He swung round, pushed his way out of the thicket, and disappeared.
Oh, he's gone rabbiting after all. Well, I hope he remembers where we are and comes back at tea time. Now for a lazy, peaceful, quiet afternoon.
Don't talk so much, George. Gosh, I feel sleepy.
In a few minutes, the four were all asleep.